Title, Ghost Note in Ableton Live 12. Bounce it using macro controls creatively for jungle old school DDNB vibes advanced. Alright, let's build something that feels properly alive. Jungle style ghost notes, but not the basic turn velocity DAL approach. We're going to treat ghosts like a performance layer. Put the feel on macros, then print a bunch of variations and chop them like an old school break edit. This is advanced, because it's less about drawing notes and more about designing a controllable instrument, committing to audio, and arranging with attitude. First, set the vibe. Put your tempo somewhere in that classic zone, 165 to 172 BPM. If you want a sweet spot, go 168. Create three tracks. One MIDI track called Drums with a Drum Rack. One audio track called Ghost Print for recording resamples. And optionally, set up something like a return or another track for dubby throw effects later, but don't get distracted yet. Now on the drums MIDI track, load a drum rack, put your core hits in, a kick on C1, your main snare on D1, and a hat wherever you like, maybe F-sharp 1. Keep the main kit straightforward. The point is, we're not trying to win sound design awards right now, we're building a controllable ghost engine. Here's the key move. Create a dedicated ghost snare layer. Duplicate your main snare onto another pad, like D-sharp 1, and rename it Ghost Snare. Load it into simpler, one-shot mode. Now shape it into a stick, not a full snare. Pull the volume way down. Seriously, think -12 to -24 dB as a starting place. Turn the filter on and set it to a high pass, 12 dB slope. Put the cutoff somewhere between 300 and 800 Hz. Start around 500. Add a little resonance, not too much, around 0.2 to 0.4. Then go to the amp envelope. Attack at zero, decay somewhere like 80 to 160 milliseconds, sustain basically off, and release maybe 30 to 70 milliseconds. Optional, but very effective. Pitch it up a little, plus 1 to plus 3 semitones, so it reads like a tick or a rim-like articulation. The goal is a percussive accent that suggests hands on a kit, without fighting the main snare body. Now we need a MIDI clip that has jungle logic. Make a 2-bar loop. Put the main snare on beats 2 and 4. Keep the kick simple at first, you can get fancy later. For ghosts, think in a few classic behaviors. One behavior is pre-snare drags, a 16th right before the snare. That means a quiet ghost just ahead of beat 2, and again just ahead of beat 4. Another behavior is post-snare chatter, a tiny hit right after the snare, like a 16th after. And if you want that amen-style excitement, sprinkle a tiny 30-second burst occasionally, but be disciplined. Your seasoning, not dumping the whole jar. Velocity is the soul here. Your main snare might live around 105 to 120. Your ghost snare might live around 18 to 55, but varied. If every ghost is the same velocity, it becomes machine gun percussion and the funk dies. In Live 12, use the MIDI transformations panel to randomize velocity within a range quickly, then manually correct the few notes that actually define the phrase. That's a big teacher tip. Randomize to get movement, then curate to get intention. Now the fun part, macros. Open the drum rack macros, and we're going to map the ghost chain so we can perform the feel without rewriting MIDI. Macro 1 is ghost level. Map the simpler volume on the ghost snare. Set the range so the low end is basically off, and the high end still isn't ridiculous. Something like up to -10 dB is plenty. This macro is your how much ghost energy is in this section control. Macro 2 is ghost tone. Map the high pass filter frequency on the ghost snare simpler. Give yourself a range like 250 Hz up to 1.5 kHz. Lower means thicker, more body, higher means more tick and less low mid clutter. This is huge for making it work with bass. Macro 3 is ghost tail. Map the amp to K, a range like 50 milliseconds up to about 220. Short is tight funk, long is rattle. If your loop starts feeling blurry or you're masking the hats, pull it back. Macro 4 is snap or spit. Put drum bus after simpler on the ghost chain only. Set drive modestly and bring up transient so the hit reads without beating loud. Mac the drum bus drive with a smaller range and the transients with a bigger range. Teacher note, transients are one of the best ways to make something feel more present without turning it up in the mix, especially for ghosts. Macro 5 is micro swing. This is the cheat code. Add a delay device on the ghost chain only, and use it as a microshifter. Set feedback to 0, dry slash wet to 100%. Use tiny delay times. Start with the left channel around 8 to 18 milliseconds, and the right at 0, or slightly different, if you want a hint of width. Map delay time L to a macro, with a range from 0 to 22 milliseconds. Now you can lay Ghost Spec behind the grid without touching the MIDI. That's how you get that played break feel while the main snare stays locked. Macro 6 is crunch. Add Redux after drum boss on the Ghost chain. Start subtle. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5. Maybe light bit reduction if you want. Map downsample from 1.0 to 3.0. The important concept is this. You're aging the Ghost layer, not destroying the whole kit. That's what keeps the groove readable. Macro 7 is AirTick. Add EQ8 or auto filter after Redux. If it's EQ8, do a gentle high shelf, maybe plus 2 to plus 5 dB around 6 to 10 kHz and map that shelf gain. This gives you the ability to make the Ghosts speak on small speakers without raising their level. Quick coaching note before we print anything. Macro ranges matter more than macro assignments. After you map, spend 2 minutes tightening ranges so every position sounds intentional. A good rule is, 0 to 30% is verse safe, 30 to 70 is your main energy zone, and 70 to 100 is fills only. If your macros go from nothing to completely unusable, you won't want to perform them, and you'll stop committing. Also, consider splitting gain staging. If you want to get fancy, map chain volume for mix level moves and simpler volume for performance dynamics. Chain volume is like engineering. Simpler volume is like playing. Now we bounce. This is where it becomes jungle. Create your Ghost Print audio track. Set its input to resampling, arm it, and record 8 to 16 bars while you perform the macros. And perform like a drummer, not like a robot. Here's a performance plan. For the first few bars, keep Ghost level low and micro swing minimal. Then start to push micro swing in the second half so it feels like the groove is leaning back. Bring crunch in just for a moment, like you're printing to a crusty sampler for a bar. Use Ghost tone to manage clutter. When you add density, push the tone higher so the low mids don't stack up. And when you want a thicker moment, pull the tone down briefly, but do it like a gesture, not a constant state. Do 3 to 5 takes. Name them immediately. Tight, crunchy, loose swing. Color code if that's your thing. Organization is part of the sound here, because resampling gets chaotic fast and you'll lose the good accidents. Safety workflow tip. Put a limiter only on the Ghost Print track, with a ceiling at minus 1 dB, not on the drum bus. This is just to catch unexpected macro spikes while you're performing. We want freedom, not clipping. If you want an alternative printing method, especially if your CPU is heavy, duplicate the drums track. Solo only the Ghost chain on the duplicate, then freeze and flatten. That gives you Ghost audio you can slice precisely. And you can commit in layers. Print Ghosts only, print full drums with Ghosts, and print a trash version through extra dirt. Later you can blend those like an engineer while still keeping the sampled aesthetic. Now we slice and recompose. Take your best print, consolidate it into a neat chunk, like 8 bars. Then slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients if it detects well. If it's messy, slice by a rhythmic grid like 1/16. Create one-shot slices and simpler inside a drum rack. Now you've got an edit instrument. Write a new clip with slices. Use a clean one-bar moment as the main roll. Drop in an earlier bar as a turnaround at bar 4 or bar 8. For jungle flavor, do micro edits. Retrigger a slice at 1/32 for just one beat. Reverse a single Ghost slice right before a snare, or pitch one Ghost slice up for a quick chipmunk tick and then go back. These are tiny moves, but they scream old school. If you want a practical 16-bar structure, do this. Bars 1 to 4. Tight Ghosts. Low level. Minimal crunch. Bars 5 to 8. More micro swing and a touch of crunch. Bars 9 to 12. Raise Ghost tone so the Ghosts get thinner and you can add more note density without mud. Bars 13 to 16. Swap in your wildest sliced bar as a fill, and let it answer the phrase. Another arrangement mindset that works great. Energy by density, not volume. Instead of constantly turning Ghost level up, keep level fairly consistent and increase the number of Ghost hits only in specific bars. Sparse early, more drags later, and save the 30-second clusters for phrase endings. Cleaner mix, bigger hype. Before we call it done, glue it gently on the drum bus. Group your drums and add glue compressor. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release auto or 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Then EQ, high pass around 20 to 30 Hz, and if it's muddy, a small dip around 250 to 450. Add a saturator with soft clip-on, drive maybe 1 to 4 dB. The goal is that the Ghosts feel integrated, not like a separate loop pasted on top. Let's hit the common mistakes so you don't waste an hour and end up with busy but weak. If the Ghosts are too loud, you'll start hearing them as primary hits, and the groove stops being funky. Tuck them. If all velocities match, it becomes lifeless. Randomize, then curate. If you swing the whole kit, you lose the punch. Keep swing selective by shifting only the ghost chain. If there's too much low mid in the ghosts, they fight the bass and main snare, so high pass is your friend. And the biggest one, never committing. If you don't print takes, you don't get the happy accidents that define old school edits. Now, a few advanced variations you can try once the basic system is working. You can do probability ghosts. In your ghost MIDI lane, set some notes to a chance value, like 30 to 70%, then bounce multiple passes without changing anything. Each print comes out like a different edit, like reprinting a break. You can design flams. Duplicate the ghost hit with a tiny separation, 5 to 25 milliseconds. Or create a second ghost chain and map track delay to move it around. That gives you variable drags and flams without living on the piano roll. You can do call and response ghosts. Make ghost a tight and bright, ghost be longer and dirtier, and map chain activators to a single macro that morphs between them. Then perform that macro while recording, so every two bars the groove answers itself. And if you want darker, heavier DNB vibes, tighten everything, shorter decay, more transient emphasis, less tail, and keep reverb disciplined. If you add space, use a short reverb, high pass the reverb input above 500 Hz and keep the send low. The groove should feel fast and menacing, not washed out.